This is Jack Goldie, who has just done the last leg. Having stepped on board for the last leg, do you wish you'd done all of it now?
Yes and no. Most of the last leg was excellent. I really enjoyed it. There is little bits which I could have done without, but the daily niggles for living with people in such close quarters. I can only imagine what it'd be like living with them for 10 months.
Maybe you get used to it.
Yeah, probably. It's very strange coming off the boat, getting into Southampton here. And I've only been on for just over 2 weeks. So it must be really weird for the other ones coming off after 10 months. You do get used to it.
Do you feel it's been, that even in 2 weeks, though, it's been an experience you'll never forget?
Yes, definitely. A lot of things I wanted to see on the last leg, wildlife, and sailing-wise, I saw all of them.
What did you see that was special?
We almost get hit by two whales. They were scraping the sides of the boat. Shoals of tuna fish jumping out of the water with dolphins every day. Turtles, everything. The sharks, everything.
What about the sailing itself? Did it exceed your expectations?
It wasn't as rough as I expected it to be. But then I've been watching all the Southern Ocean legs on the television, and it was nothing like them. But it was good sailing, it was excellent sailing. The first few days were very quiet. We had very low wind, and that was quite frustrating because we weren't going anywhere. But once the wind kicked in, it was excellent. And all the training that we had just sort of came into its own. The worst thing is not having wind.
They're a noisy lot. How do you put up with this noise?
You get used to it after a while. The skipper's the worst.
I think it's champagne at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's got a lot to answer for. Now, talking about bad weather, of course, that's something that is very much part of your life because you're involved in the lifeboats up in Scotland where you come from. Is there any connection between your leg of the race and the lifeboats?
Yes, there's four lifeboat personnel taking part in the race. We're each doing a leg. I did the last leg and we had to try and raise £5,000 each to buy a new lifeboat. And I've just heard today that we've possibly raised enough money to buy two lifeboats.
Wow.
So
that's quite an achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah.
And one of the boats that we're buying is the same type as I have at home. But we don't know where they're going yet. That's going to be a surprise.
So a kind of a double sense of achievement for you then?
Yeah, it's nice to raise money for something that I really care about. And the lifeboat service is really important to me, you know. And
it's important to everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it should be important to everyone down here. But it's good to be able to raise money for them.